The following Women's Spaces show was recorded on Monday, February 13th, 2023.
The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do. Because the woman in your life is you.
Everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. With me at the board is my friend, my partner, my engineer, and co-producer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, I'm really excited. Today we're going to have our special Valentine's show, where Ken and I are going to read a poem that I wrote called Friends and Lovers. It looks like this is becoming a tradition. I think this is our third year, Ken, that we're actually reading the poem. Well, February is Black History Month, and of course, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. And we are, like I said, we're going to have a special treat. We're going to read a wonderful poem. And joining me in the studio, I'm really thrilled to have her, is a dear friend of mine, Vesta Kopsek, who is the retired, I love her message. She's so excited about being retired. Former publisher for the Sonoma County Gazette and an activist in our community. And we'll be talking about her relationship. And the reason that I chose to have Vesta on is because we have so much in common. You know, we are two very active women who were single for ages, and then suddenly, boom, we get into this relationship. And here with Ken and I, we'll be celebrating on April Fool's Day, 23 years. I can't believe that we've been together almost 28. It's just amazing. And of course, next month is my birthday, and I'm going to wake up on March 18th, and I'm going to be 83 years old. I can't believe it. Where did the time go? It seems like yesterday I was just a teenager. Well, also, you know, we've been celebrating the Chinese New Year, which is the year of the rabbit, and we're at this time, it's time to take a step backwards, if you believe in it, like kind of chill out, you know. Rabbits are quick but gentle creatures, and in 2023, it will be a year when thoughtful action is rewarded more than a huge risk, you know, and we have to start looking at that. And after all the difficulty and tumultuation of the past few years, 2023 is for time to cultivate peace and patience. And, you know, when I think of peace and patience, and I suddenly just have to say this, I have my condolences, my heart, I don't know how to put it actually, go out to all the people in Syria and Turkey. I was blown away when all of a sudden they put a film on YouTube and I actually saw these buildings collapse and 33,000 people were killed. You know, when I start thinking about it, you know, I start thinking about all the wars that are going on there. And when I saw the plates, you know, around Turkey and Syria, there's about four plates, four different earthquake zones. And I start thinking about it. I wondered if perhaps some of the bombing in Syria, some of the things that's happening, maybe loosen those plates. And to see the people, oh, my God, to see the children and the babies. And I say to myself, Lord, what is going on? It feels like Mother Earth is just screaming. Humans, wake up. Come together. You know, that song, come on, people, love one another. I mean, I think that's time. And that's one of the reasons that I love to do the Valentine's show. Why? You know, maybe some people think it's hokey. You know, we read the poem, Friends and Lovers and all that. And I say, no. It's a day we can talk about love. We can talk about compassion. We can talk about the beauty of giving someone a gift, the beauty of telling somebody you love them. And I know there's people out there that maybe don't have relationships, and they see everybody going around buying boxes of candy and, you know, cards and all that other stuff. Well, you know, an act of kindness. You will be surprised if you do something to her, somebody else, and get the focus off yourself. Your heart can also be filled with a feeling of love. I know when I do something nice for somebody and they say thank you to me or send me a thank you card, I just beam. I mean, it makes me feel really, really good. And I know that's, love is so easy to give. The first thing in love is L. Listen to other people. Next is O, be open. Be open to accepting other people in your life. And then the V, accept the variety of people, the versatility of people, you know, the different colors of people. And E, get excited. Get excited about giving love. Get excited about being alive. I mean, each day is a gift. One of the things that happens when you get into be, you know, your 80s, you know, I'm thinking to myself, wow, no, I shouldn't talk about it so much. But I want to share the feelings I'm having. And when you're in your 80s, you know the clock is ticking. So you appreciate each day more and more and more. If you can adopt that from the very beginning of your life, imagine the fullness and the love and all the good things that will come to you. So it's just an amazing thought. Lots of things to think about. And I've got some really wonderful songs. I'm really excited about that. Well, another important thing that's happening in February, and it's very, very important. Oh, before I forget, I have a happy birthday. To my dear friend Lilith, if you're listening, happy birthday, Lilith Rogers. We had a women's meeting and we had a little birthday party for her yesterday. And when I sang happy birthday, I said, happy birthday. The day that you were born, happy birthday. Glad you're here. And I'm glad to be here. And I hope, you know, take a second. Just feel yourself. Feel the life in your body. Feel what it feels like to be alive this day. And it's a beautiful day here in Sonoma County. But here, February is Black History Month. You know, it's not only Black History Month, but it's also the Chinese New Year, and then we also have Valentine's Day. But Black History Month is so important, you know. The more I learn about it, the more I read about Black history, the deeper my friendships give with African American women, the more I begin to understand the oppression. And the sadness of being judged just because of the color of your skin. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't. You know, there's an old saying, I think in the Bible, someone said that we're all created in God's image. Well, for this Valentine's Day, I want to remind you of one thing. There are many colors, many different colors in God's garden. So if you're going to believe in God or higher power, you have to believe that all those colors are meant to be, because we're all just part of the human race. And until we start embracing each other with love and compassion and understanding, we are never going to have justice. We are never going to have peace, because we're divided. We're separate. We don't think of ourselves as a family of humanity. We think of ourselves, oh, there's a Black person, there's a Chinese person, there's a Jew, you know, all these different divisions. When we're just talking about people, human beings. And when I saw that baby pulled out of the Hubble in Turkey, attached to her mother who was gone, and I thought, oh my God, she's not going to have a mother. All of a sudden you see the value and the purpose of life and birth and women and the place that we pay in this thing called life here on this planet. Well, anyway, February is Black History Month, and they recognize and honor important people and events in the history of Black American. In 1926, noted historian Carter G. Woodson originated the idea of Negro History Week. You know, Woodson chose the second week of February because it marked the birthday of two Americans who greatly influenced the lives and social conditions of African American people. That was former President Abraham Lincoln, a white man, and abolitionist Frederick Douglass, a Black man, who came together to try to formulate something so all people could enjoy freedom and democracy. You know, the tradition of what became Black History Month greatly influenced the expansion of academic scholarship and the corresponding recognition of the rich history of Black Americans. The theme for Black History Month in 2023 is celebrating Black resistance. Celebrating Black resistance. We should all be resisting right now. You know, we should all be resisting any kind of prejudice and any kind of hatred towards one another. Anyway, what I try to do when I do Our History is Our Strength, I try to bring in as many cultures as I can around women. But since we're celebrating Black History Month, of course, I'm going to focus a little bit more on Black women. Well, here's something, but here's a white woman who really had a lot of influence on all of us, and that her birthday is going to be on Wednesday, February 15th. She was born in 1820, and she made her transition in 1906. And this is a name I know, we all know, and that's Susan B. Anthony, inspirational leader of the 19th century women's right movement and national suffrage strategist, lecturer, and activist. You know, when you think about Susan B. Anthony, I mean, she's such a plain-looking housewife, you know, and she had all these children, and here this woman, she moved a nation. She moved a nation. Well, another birthday that's happening on Thursday, which is February 16th. She was born in 1870, made her transition in 1927, and that's Leona O'Reilly. She was a labor organizer, a founding member of the Women's Trade League, and also helped found the NAACP, which is the National Organization of Colored People, which is one of the earliest organizations that was that came together that Black people had. Very, very interesting woman. Very interesting. And then on February 16th, here we go. It's Chinese New Year. Louise Larson, the first Chinese American and first American reporter in a mainstream daily paper in 1926. Just think, this woman in 1926 being Chinese, we only had the vote as women for 6 years. And here she is. She's a reporter. Something that was very, very, very unheard of then. And she received many awards. And she wrote her memoir called, in 1989, I love the title, Sweet Bamboo. You know, I have to look that one up. I think that's very, very interesting. And then on February 18th, 1931, and she just recently, I believe she made her transition last year, was Toni Morrison, the Pulitzer Prize winning novelist, first African-American woman to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1993. If you ever read Toni Morrison's work, I mean, she really gives you an idea of what it's like to be a Black woman and some of the struggles that they have to go through. I mean, Ken and I were talking the other day because we were watching stuff on the Holocaust, and all of a sudden they went into this whole thing about if your name was Cohen, you would change it to Cash or all kinds of different ways. White people can change their last name. They can do all kinds of things to hide who they are. You know, I know being brought up in a Jewish culture, I remember the prejudice. I was one of only 6 students in a junior high school that happened to be Jewish. And I remember being called Christ killer and all those horrible things that came to me. And it just broke my heart that people would even say those things to me. But imagine if you have color skin. And imagine someone like Toni Morrison coming forward and speaking out and saying, hey, man, this is the way it is. And the recognition she got was amazing. And then the last person that we're going to celebrate here, I believe it's the last person. Let me just look at my notes here. Yep, that's the last person here. And she was born February 18th, 1 month before me, in 1934. And she made her transition in 1992. And that's Andra Geraldine Lord. She was a writer, authored a book of poetry, essays almost every year, fought sexism and racism, homophobia, and she joined the civil rights movement, and she created what was known as the Kitchen Table of Colored Press. The Kitchen Table Women of Color Press with others in 1988. And she wrote A Burst of Light to highlight her responsive liver cancer. So she made her transition. She had liver cancer. Well, you know, it was real interesting. I thought, what the heck is the Kitchen Table Women of Color Press? I never heard of that. Well, she was an activist of feminist press that was closely related to the National Black Feminist Organization, NBFO, which was started in 1980 following a phone conversation between Barbara Smith and at the suggestion of her friend, Andre Lord. Beverly and Barbara Smith and their associate, Demetra Fraser, together founded the Co-Balance River Collective, CRC, And the Kitchen Table Women of Color Press was most active beginning in 1981 and then ended after Lord's death in 1992. But what an amazing woman to start something like this, to where people, women came together and were talking about racism, were talking about some of the things they can do. Well, there's a lot to think about. And, you know, I like to think that that's what Women's Spaces is all about. Just thinking about all kinds of things, right? Well, enough of our history. Another part of our history is tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You know, I mean, that Valentine's Day, you know, used to really be my favorite holiday, but it's getting a little bit too commercialized. So I try to celebrate it in a different way. And the way I try to celebrate it is, one, is having Ken and I read this poem that we're going to read after the musical break. But it's also calling my friends and saying, hi, I just want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day and tell you that I love you or I like you or whatever feeling that I have. But to reach out. To reach out. And I'm a creator. You know, I love producing this show. I love producing things. So I'll produce Valentine cards, you know, make something personal for people to let them know that I care about them. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, it might be a little bit of hokey, but at the same time, every time we have these holidays, like say, for example, Christmas, it's a time to celebrate spirituality. You know, Valentine's Day, a time to celebrate love of compassion and empathy for people. You know, Thanksgiving is a day we put aside, even though there's so much controversy around the history of Thanksgiving, it's still a day that we put aside, that we become thankful. And I think you need these little markers. Otherwise you forget to be thankful. You forget to show love. I mean, it's just, these are little markers, little reminders. So what I'm going to do is give you a little bit of history about Valentine's Day. And it started in the Victorian age, sending out love notes, you know, just letting people know. And then all of a sudden, little by little, it became a holiday. And now here we are in 2023, and you know that the candy stores, the flower shops, I mean, now it becomes a day that you just give a gift of flowers, candy. And in a way, it's a good idea, because for that one day, people can feel a little bit appreciated to say thank you. For me, I'd like to thank all my friends out there for all the love and compassion and wonderful notes that they sent Ken and I while he was in the hospital. You know, it was a real struggle. But I'll tell you something, love and compassion and understanding and a little note goes a long way. When you're saying, oh my goodness, how are we going to get out of this one? What is going to actually happen? But Ken is fine and I'm fine. And I'm really excited that we're going to be able to take a musical break right now. And we're going to be able to read our poem, Friends and Lovers, which I have to confess, I wrote when Ken and I were early in our relationship. I mean, we both came together, you know, long time living separately, single, very independent people. And I'll tell you something, we broke up 5 times before we finally decided, hey, this is it. We really do love each other and we really do want to be together. And it's wonderful that we're together in the studio, together producing this wonderful show and all our wonderful friends out there, which I'll tell you something, through his illness, I didn't know I had so many friends. I mean, it felt like they were coming out of the woodwork just to tell me how much they loved both of us and how they wanted us to have a speedy recovery. So thank everybody for doing that. Now, normally, what I do is when we take a musical break, I might find a popular song that a male sang, and I try to find a female arrangement of it. But for today's show, because Ken and I are going to read Friends and Lovers, a male and a female reading something, I thought I would do something different. So this is one of my absolute favorite songs. I mean, the rhythm of the song and the lyrics, everything about it I love. And I thought, you know, I'm going to put it on this morning. We're going to take a musical break, and the song I'll be playing is Islands in the Stream, sung by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. Amazing song, you know, and I'm dedicating this show today to love, and I'm playing, this is really one of my favorite love songs. I think this is a welcome break. I really do, with all the craziness that's going in the world. we just take a break to just think of wonderful, warm things, being in love, wanting to be in love, hoping to be in love. There's people out there want a relationship. Others are getting out of relationships. I mean, relationships are what makes the world go round. So, Ken, let's go ahead and let's play Islands in the Stream, sung by Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers. And when we return, we'll be able to play and sing that, recite that wonderful poem together. So let's go.
When I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain.
Happened. Woo! All of a sudden it just went up. Well, I love that song, Islands in the Stream, Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. You know, Dolly Parton is really a woman that gives out a lot of love, I'll tell you. For you just joining in, I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of the station, its board of directors, its members, and Women's Spaces. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and I love Valentine's Day because it's a day to celebrate love. And it looks like Ken and I started the tradition of reading the poem I wrote to express to Ken my feelings about him and the challenges we are presented once we decide to get into a committed relationship. Well, welcome, Ken. Welcome to Women's Spaces, and thank you for reading this with me each year. So let's go ahead.
I love to do this.
So let's go ahead and let's start. 1, 2, 3.
I remember when we simply called each other friend. When did that end? It wasn't so long ago I would pick up the phone and call you and let you know I was alone. We'd cry and laugh and tell each other about the adventures of our day. We never gave a thought to beginnings or endings. We were just friends.
I don't remember missing you until I began kissing you.